If you remember back to our idea of plate tectonics, one of the three ways that plates interact with one another is at a convergent plate boundary. What happens at some convergent plate boundaries is the crust that is going down is what's called oceanic crust. It's the crust at the bottom of the ocean. Because it's at the bottom of the ocean, there's a fair amount of water bound up in the minerals that make up that crust. And so as that piece of crust gets pushed down into the asthenosphere and into the mantle, so it's going underneath the other plate as the two of them collide, that's going to introduce water down into the mantle. And that's how we get wet melting. Decompression melting, which is where we're lowering pressure, but the temperature's still staying high, that's going to occur at a divergent plate boundary. And this is where we have new crust being created. Material from the mantle is melting and it's upwelling and it's coming up between these two plates and it's forming new crust. So these are the two places that we primarily see these processes taking place. Now, when we talk about all the different compositions of igneous rocks that we see, felsic to mafic to ultramafic and everything in between, it's only when a rock melts completely. So your temperature is high enough to melt everything, regardless of composition, regardless of pressure, you're melting everything. That's the only time that that magma, when it cools and crystallizes, will form exactly the same composition of rock. So if you melt a granite all the way and you cool and crystallize it, you'll go back to a granite. If you interrupt that process at any point, or you introduce new material into that process, you're going to change the type of igneous rock you end up with at the end of the day. So if you have incomplete melting or incomplete crystallization, then you're going to end up with a completely different rock than what you started out with. So when we talk about all the different compositions of magmas that we can see out there, and there's quite a variety of them, there are dozens of igneous rock names that relate to minute differences in compositions between all these different types of rocks. We're going to see that the diversity that we see is really because of four different processes. You can partially melt your rock, and then that magma that is only a partial melt, if you cool and crystallize that, you're going to get something different than what you started with. There's also magma mixing. If two different magmas that have different compositions come together, they're going to make an intermediate composition. So if a felsic magma runs into a mafic magma, they produce an intermediate magma. It's kind of like, you know, when you have people with different physical characteristics marry and have a kid. The kid is a mixture of those two different parents. Same idea. Magma assimilation is, for example, when you have your magma chamber way down below Earth's surface and it's hanging out and the magma's kind of sloshing around and doing its thing down there. If a piece of the cold rock around it falls into the magma chamber, and that surrounding rock is a different composition than the magma in the magma chamber, you're introducing new stuff. And so you can change the material of your igneous rock by having rocks in the surrounding colder material fall in. And then finally, there's this process called fractional crystallization. And this is really just the opposite of partial melting. So once you have your magma chamber, everything is completely melted, everything is in solution, everything's a liquid, you're going to start to crystallize certain minerals first as the temperature decreases. Now, let's say that we first crystallize pyroxene.